I find that I'm
leaving.
Well, hello everyone. Sometimes a story comes along that is so insane that I immediately have to make a video about it. And today is such a day. Before I get going, people have been moaning at me because I keep on banging the table when I get worked up. I now have a cushion here that should help to absorb the blows when I get a bit carried away. And that's of risk of happening for today's topic because, I mean, let me just give a bit of context here, okay? Keir Starmer is currently on a 13% approval rating, okay? Making him one of the most unpopular prime ministers of all time. Any hope that anybody had, including me, of him coming good or being sensible has been nixed by his constant U-turning, which I've outlined in an article recently. The Tory party has never been less relevant than it is under Kemi Badenoch, who, to add to her litany of mistakes and unforgivable sins as Tory leader, not least of which, by the way, is not even being British, but let's not get into that. She recently came out and said she doesn't even believe in God, despite having championed Easter and things like that in the past. So things go from bad to worse for the Tories. Labour are completely nowhere in the polls as things stand, which means that Nigel Farage has a wide open goal, an absolute wide open goal. And I mean, in the middle of all of this, where basically it looks set that Reform are going to sweep, Farage is going to become the PM, he just keeps on coming out and doing things that make one wonder what on earth is happening, okay? So I mean, this is, let's just again, context. Just in this past week, J.K. Rowling, of all people, a feminist liberal author, has come out and said that Nigel Farage has gone woke because he wants to keep trans women in women's prisons and not put them in men's prisons, okay? That is just been come out this week. That is not what this story is about today, though. This is not the insane thing. This is just an example of where Reform have been headed. Today, they've announced that they're going to make members of the Reform Party take psychometric tests so that they can avoid having another Rupert Lowe on their hands. Okay? Yeah. Psychometric tests. Clockwork Orange style testing to see if you're of the relevant personality type. Now, the reason I put Frankfurt School in the title of this video is because after World War II, there was a group of academics known as the Frankfurt School, one of whom, Theodore Adorno, devised something called the authoritarian personality type. The authoritarian personality type test, where they wanted to psychometrically test people to see if they were on this scale. And then if they had too many points in the authoritarian personality type scale, you could then be diagnosed as a quote-unquote authoritarian personality type, a.k.a. you're probably a Nazi. Okay? That's let's face it, that is why they were bringing that in, the Frankfurt School. And Farage has come out now and said he's going to start doing this to the members to, quote-unquote, avoid another Rupert Lowe. I don't know where to begin. If you're wondering, this is a Juan Lopez number one, the lesser-known big brother or big cousin of the more famous JL2, the Juan Lopez number two. This is Juan Lopez Seleccione number one, and a beautiful cigar it is too. Accompaniment, nothing but San Pellegrino water. Okay? Sparkling, of course. So where does this leave things in the doldrums of British politics, okay? So bad have Reform been that I've been saying for a couple of weeks now that if nothing changes, if we don't get a scenario like the one I laid out before of Rupert Lowe taking over the Tory party and gutting it of traitors and transforming it in his own image, okay, which is a tall ask, but it's still within the realms of possibility before 2029. If we don't get that, as things stand, I am going to vote for Jeremy Corbyn, okay? Let me tell you why I'm going to vote for Corbyn. Here's a clip of Corbyn.
During one extremely hostile meeting of the Parliamentary Labour Party committee, they confronted me and said, will you give a blanket undertaking that you, as party leader and potentially prime minister, will automatically support any military action Israel undertakes? And I said, no, I will give no such undertaking. I will give no such agreement, because the issue of Palestine has to be resolved, and the Palestinian people do not deserve to live under occupation. And the siege of Gaza has created the most incredible stress. And by the way, I've been there on 9 occasions in Israel, Palestine, and the West Bank. When the Israeli forces started attacking Gaza after October the 7th, October the 7th was wrong, and the response of killing tens of thousands of people doesn't bring anybody back and has created the hatred and the wars of tomorrow and the year after and the year after. So was I surprised at this support for Israel? No, because the pressure of Israel on the Israeli government, on the Labour Party, is huge. But then again, there's also some wonderful people in Israel who very bravely oppose what their government is doing and oppose the occupation. But I was absolutely shocked when remarks were made which appeared to me to undermine the whole principle of international law, of the bombing of civilian targets is a war crime.
Now that's interesting, isn't it? That's interesting. Considering the way Nigel has gone, do you think, perhaps, that when it looked like Nigel Farage was going to become the Prime Minister now, that they took him into a dark room, like they took Jeremy Corbyn into a dark room, and they said to Farage, you have to pledge allegiance to this flag. If you want to become the Prime Minister, sign the cheque, put your name on the line. And judging by the posts of Richard Tice and Farage and the other one, Lee Anderson, their abject civility when it comes to that particular topic, and now their inexplicable lurching to the left and institution of literal Frankfurt School psychometric tests on their memberships. You know, literally hardcore kind of neo-Marxist policies that we're seeing. I'd put good money on the fact that that conversation has been had with Nigel. So, given where we are, only bad options. Lowe is not on the pitch properly, just an independent MP. Of the rest of the candidates, it has to be Corbyn. Why does it have to be Corbyn? Because Corbyn goes on television and tells you things like the clip I've just played. Also, you know, I've been, I follow a couple of leftists on Twitter, Bastani and a few others. I keep on seeing clips of Corbyn. Here he is, for example, talking about trams.
This is the last remaining tram lines in our borough. Through there used to be the tram garage. You can see the siding fell off on one side there. Trams went up to Highgate, where they were assisted by a chain mechanism because they couldn't make it up the hill, and then they came back down the Holloway Road. Sadly, the unwise people that led London Transport in 1952 closed down the tram network. You know what? It's time to bring it back.
And in a way, ironically, when I listen to Jeremy Corbyn, he's the only one who actually feels like he's connected with this country in some real way, that he's not just putting on an act, that he's not LARPing. And actually, when I watched that clip of him talking about trams in 1982 and wanting to bring them back, I was thinking, well, you know, he feels like he actually cares about the country. Now, I could be wrong, of course. Corbyn has a long history of being a leftist and caring about foreign policy more than domestic policy and all the rest of it. And one of his running mates is a woman called Zara Sultana. But we're in dire straits here. And if it's between Corbyn and this Reform UK party, putting their members through psychometric tests to see if they're like too right-wing, forget about it. I am not voting. There is no way I am voting for Reform. Reform, whatever the answer is, if the answer is Farage and Reform, it's the wrong answer. And, I mean, I'm just thinking more and more, the strongest signal we could send to them is to say no. If the sole reason that you vote for Corbyn is because he said no in the secret handshake conversation, you know, when they took him in the dark room, he had the balls to say, I'm not bloody doing that. I'm not doing that. That means Corbyn has more balls, has more genuine anti-establishment credentials than Farage does. And at the moment, that's where we are. Things could change. We could have the base low takeover. We could have all sorts of other things happen. Starmer could be ousted in Labour and we could get a new look Labour Party. All of these things are possibilities. But as things stand in the dire, dire muck of British politics, the best option on the table is Corbyn. Psychometric test, I tell you. I wonder how I would do on that psychometric test. I wonder how you would do on that. I wonder how any normal British person would do on the psychometric test that Farage and Tice want to give to their members and Zia Youssef. Forget it. If you're a member of that party, leave it. If you're a councillor for Reform, go independent. Join Lowe's thing. Join Restore Britain as a pay your 20 quid and become a member of that. Forget about Reform. Just forget about it. They have shown their hand. We know who they are. All right. Pick up a course at the academic agency. Trivium. Foundations of Shakespeare. Many other great courses. Economics. Politics. Research. Entrepreneurship. Physics. I got them all there. And I'll catch you next time.
If you liked this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just 3 of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.